step through the doors of Mamont's stone mansion and you'll travel through time to the era of Vanderbilt and Rockefeller.
When millionaires were building these fabulous ornamental estates.
Dale Weary has been curator at Mamont for almost 40 years. She's also the author of a new book filled with over 100 photos of Richmond's most lavish estate and the story of its founders, the Dooleys. Major Dooley made his fortune rebuilding Southern railroads after the Civil War. He stumbled on this piece of property overlooking the James River in Richmond in the 1880s.
They were riding across this beautiful countryside and went down the hill and crossed the creek, and they came to this spot. They fell in love with the property.
Major Dooley and his wife settled here, building an estate and grounds they would eventually bequest to the city when they died to become a museum and public park. Today, the staff decorate Mamont for the holidays, imagining it as it would have been.
Is it romantic?
Christmas at Mamont? Certainly. I think when visitors walk in, you know, we have Victorian music box going in the background. And although we have to use silk flowers and greens, evergreens, but I think going back in time is really a romantic activity in itself.
But, says Weary, the biggest party of the year wouldn't have been Christmas or even New Year's. Instead, it would have been in February, for George Washington's birthday, a huge celebration, catered by a famous New York chef.
He came down with his entourage on the train and created candy sculptures for the dining room table.
And at the top of the landing, an orchestra from the Jefferson Hotel, serenading guests.
And Mrs. Dooley, in the pink drawing room, dressed in a gown by Worth, the famous Paris couturier. She's arrayed with opals and diamonds and holding a mammoth bouquet of Lily of the Valley. With 400 guests in your house, it was quite an affair.
The holiday decorations at Mamont will stay up through January 6th. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.